Go to the Gospel of John this morning, chapter 14. We're going to be looking at verses 15 through 31. If you want to grab your Bibles and start turning there. Now, we will have it up on the screen, but I always want to encourage everyone to bring your own Bible and to read it. Because it's your job to make sure that what I preach is according to the Scriptures. That I'm not taking it out of context, twisting it, or using it some way inappropriately. That's your job. My job is to preach it as true as I can, through the leading and empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And as I was praying and asking God, you know, what was it that He wanted me to preach for my last sermon here as the senior pastor at Northbrook? I'm not saying my last sermon ever at Northbrook, because it's possible I could come back at some point in time for a special service for something, maybe at the 75th anniversary of the church, which is in a few years. Who knows? But he led me to this passage. Now, I've preached it before, but it's brand new because God's Word is new, fresh each and every day. And so we're going to read from this, and then we will see what the Lord says this morning. Starting in chapter 14, verse 15, it says, "If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. You heard me say I am going away and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer. For the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me. But the world must learn that I love the Father, and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that you, Lord, have spoken to us your word with power and with might, and that as we read it, each time it is fresh and new. So, Lord, today as I come to preach your word, show us that part of this word today that you would have us to grab hold of. Lord, that part that you would have us to have not just a knowledge of, where we see it and recognize and say, "Yeah, I've heard that before," but a knowledge of it in such a way that we know it to be true in our innermost being and it becomes part of who and what we are. Lord, I pray for your anointing to be upon me, that as I come and preach this morning, it would be your Holy Spirit on me that leads and guides me and empowers me to preach your word, that despite my failings, you would use me as a tool to touch your people here that they might be blessed. Father, now we all commit ourselves to you at this time. that your word might be heard and that your name be lifted up and glorified. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our God. Amen. 15 years ago, this church voted to stay open. It had been recommended that they close, but they voted to stay open because they didn't feel that God was done with them yet. They thought God still had a purpose for them. And shortly thereafter, just a few months later, I came as pastor, and that was the top of my agenda. That was the main priority when I first came. One of those things was to figure out and really identify, what is that purpose? Why is this church still here? After all, if we're not going to close, we're supposed to be about God's work. What is it, that task that He's given us to do? And the task that He gave this church was, and is, serving our neighbors with Christ's love. And Donna and I in this church, we've been doing that here now for the last 14 and a half years. And whether or not that's the same purpose and vision for the church going forward or not, that's yet to be determined by you all who are members of this church, the leadership here. You need to hear from God and know what it is that He wants you in this church to do. But there's one point here that this is part of our serving our neighbors with Christ's love. It falls under this other command, this purpose. That is the purpose of the church, Northbrook, the purpose of the church, the whole body, all who believe on Jesus as Lord and Savior. Each one of us here is individuals who claim Jesus as Lord and Savior. The same purpose is ours, to love and obey God. Now, when I looked at the bulletin this morning, it said, love and obey, then it says Pastor Bruce on it. So I made sure I added God on the in my title, in my text. Because it's not love and obey Pastor Bruce, though in a certain sense you should. I am your pastor. You need to fall under my authority and obey. But only as I follow Christ. Come on up here, preach it. Yes. This is what we need to do. Gloria was sharing from God's word this morning. This is exactly what we're talking about. What Jesus is telling us here this morning. We do need to love and obey. That's important. Who are we loving and obeying? And that is God. Not just anybody and everybody, though we should love everybody. We are not to obey everybody, are we? No. We are to obey God. It is our purpose. It is the reason why we are here, is to love and obey Him. It's why the church is here. It's why we are here. So, this is what Jesus did. And this is the command that He gave us. In fact, in our text today, He told us that at least 4 times that we must obey God if we love God. 4 times in the first 10 verses here of the 17 that I read, He tells us that we must obey God if we truly love Him. First, He says, loving and obeying God is how we receive the Holy Spirit. I thought we received the Holy Spirit when we believed on Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Isn't that what we've heard before? How can you believe on Jesus as our Lord and Savior without loving Him? What is love, church? Selfless, loyal, benevolent concern for the well-being of another person? Okay. Now, if I truly love God, it's selfless. If I truly love Jesus, I need to put Him first. We need to love Him above all else. And here He tells us, if you love Me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Holy Spirit. He gives us the Holy Spirit if we love Him. if we obey this command that he gives us. If we don't obey that command, we don't get, because we're truly not believing upon him as to be our Lord and Savior. We really have not made him our Lord if we're not obeying. We need to love and obey God, and then we will receive that Holy Spirit. Loving and obeying God shows us we love God and leads to seeing him. See, if we obey God, it says right here that I will come and be with you and you will see me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will go to him and show myself to him. We're going to see him. We're going to get to know him. This comes from obeying God. If we don't obey, we don't receive this. We don't get to see him. Now, loving and obeying God results in his living with us. So it's not just the fact that we see him, that we get to know him, but he comes and lives with us. This is the residing Holy Spirit that he gives us when we love and obey. When we obey because we love. The two are joined together. Pastor, you keep saying the same thing. I know, but Jesus said it all these times, and he says it time and again throughout Scripture, different variations of it. This isn't one thing that we see said one time. This is a major tenet of the faith. In fact, everything is grounded on that we need to love God, that we need to obey God. In fact, he tells us, quite frankly, that disobeying God means that we do not love God. Okay, I'm not talking about I did an oopsie, okay? I loved my parents. My mother will profess that I was not the perfect child. I did not always do everything I was supposed to do. I tried, usually. And I still try today. What's our heart? David was considered a man after God's own heart. Why? He was an adulterer and a murderer. No. But was he? Yes. But he was still considered a man after God's own heart. So what was the thing here? That's obviously disobeying God's word. What he did was his heart really was to follow God, but he was tempted and he did fall in sin. But that wasn't his identity. That wasn't who he was. He wasn't wrapped up in disobeying God. That wasn't his main idea and purpose in life. His main goal, his heart's desire, was to do what God wanted him to do. And if our main desire here is not to obey God, then we truly don't love him. If that is not your desire, if you say, I will obey God and everything except this area over here, guess what? You're not obeying God. See, you can either love God or you can disobey God. You can follow or rebel. Those are your choices. One or the other. Either you love God and therefore obey him. You're following him. Or you're not following him. Not following him is another word, or another way of just saying the word rebellion. Rebellion is fighting against your righteous Lord, the one to whom you owe your allegiance, the one to whom you owe everything, the one to whom you are supposed to follow and submit to. There's that nasty word, submit. Ooh. I mean, I have to put him and his will above mine? Absolutely. Jesus did. Are you better than Jesus? Anybody here? You better than Jesus? Raise your hand. Please stand up. Nobody's claiming to be better than Jesus. Did Jesus submit his will unto the Father? Yeah. Look at where this text is taken from. This is just before Jesus is arrested to go to the cross, people. He knows what's happening. He knows what's in front of him. And yet his response is, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. He has submitted himself fully and completely and told us, this is what you need to do. This is what love of God looks like. Obedience to God. Doing what it is he wants you to do. Not doing what the world tells you you should do. Not doing what your flesh tells you you want to do. But what God says you are to do. Not what the world says is right, but what God says is right. If God says it's wrong, people, it's wrong. If God says it's right, though the whole world cries out against it, it is right. We are to follow Jesus' teaching, obeying all he has taught us. Jesus submitted his will to the Father, and so must we. If we love and obey, we will be glad. This is what the text teaches us. It shows us that you should be joyful that I'm going to the Father. You will be blessed. If we obey, the Holy Spirit coming upon us, is that not a blessing? Getting to know God, is that not a blessing? Having peace, is that not a blessing? These are all things that come through loving and obeying God. We'll have peace within us. We will not be afraid. We will believe. People, belief comes through loving and obeying God. Jesus tells us that, I've told you this so that you wouldn't be afraid and so that you might believe. It all flows from loving and obeying God. Remember, loving and obeying God is a command. It's not an option. Okay? Command. Jesus starts off this. If you love me, you will obey what I command. Either we love God and obey him in all things, at all times, or we are in rebellion. And we stand outside of his redeeming love. He still loves us, but we don't receive the blessing of it. We are standing outside of the redeeming love. So as you face the future, here at Northbrook as a group and as individuals, I, as your pastor, give you one command. I give you this one command before I leave. Love and obey God. That's the command Jesus gave us. That's the command I give you. Love and obey God. Then you shall be blessed. You'll be blessed beyond your ability to count. Even as you go through trials, and trust me, you will be blessed as long as you truly love and obey God. And people, if you're not obeying God, you don't love him. So my question today, do you love God? Do you love Jesus? If you love him, you will obey him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you that we can come before you this day because you love us. We thank you that we can come before you because your son Jesus loved and obeyed you and went to the cross on our behalf to redeem us from our sin. Lord, might we stop chasing after the things of the world and repent of that and turn to you to seek after you, to follow you, to obey you and love you as only we can through the infilling of your Holy Spirit, which comes by obeying you. So, Lord, might we obey you. First, to turn from this world and turn to you, that you might enter in, that we might know you and be blessed by you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for that you tell us what it is you would have us do. We don't need to wonder. We don't need to guess. We just need to be faithful and show the true extent of our love by obeying you. Lord, help us to do this. In Jesus' name, amen.